From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with a new development on U.S. President Donald Trump's executive order restricting travel from certain countries to the country. The Associated Press is reporting a federal judge in New York has issued an emergency order temporarily barring the U.S. from deporting people from nations subject to President Trump's travel ban. U.S. District Judge Ann Donnelly issued the order Saturday evening after lawyers for the American Civil Liberties Union filed a court petition on behalf of people from seven predominantly Muslim nations who were detained at airports across the country as the ban took effect. The backlash from President Trump's travel ban for those people leaving other countries traveling to the U.S. has ignited protests at airports around the country, including in New York.
I'm here today to show my support for those people that are being detained inside the airport. And for any person who wants to come to America, we are a country that has a refugee program. And what Donald Trump did in the last 24 hours is disgusting, disgraceful, completely un-American. And I'm here in protest. How dare he act alone and sign this document to not let these people in our country?
During the signing of three more executive orders Saturday, Mr. Trump defended his actions to impose travel restrictions to the U.S.
It's not a Muslim ban, but we're totally prepared. It's working out very nicely. You see it at the airports. You see it all over. It's working out very nicely. And we're going to have a very, very strict ban, and we're going to have extreme vetting, which we should have had in this country for many years.
Iran is responding to President Trump's executive order limiting immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries by announcing it will ban U.S. citizens from entering the Islamic Republic. This is VOA News. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke Saturday in the first discussion between the two leaders since Mr. Trump took office on January 20th. The White House provided no details of the phone call, but the Kremlin released a statement later Saturday saying the two leaders had a positive discussion, adding they never mentioned Western sanctions against Russia, stressing the importance of the call was to stabilize the relations between Washington and Moscow. The phone call was one of a number with world leaders that Trump held on Saturday, including with Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Syrian media and a key monitoring group say government forces outside Damascus have regained control of a freshwater spring that supplies the capital after reaching a deal that allows rebel fighters dug in at the site to withdraw. The state-controlled news agency quoted a local governor Saturday as saying maintenance and repairs at the crippled water facility would begin as soon as the military declares the area secure. Four of the five Pakistani rights campaigners and bloggers who disappeared from several cities early this month have returned home safely. Police, relatives, and sources confirmed Saturday that noted rights defender Salman Haider rejoined his family. Three other missing activists have also been freed and rejoined their families. They were abducted in the vicinity of the eastern city Lahore within the first week of January. It was not immediately known who was behind the kidnappings or what their motives were. The whereabouts of a fifth missing activist remains unknown. A research institute that monitors North Korean weapons development says the communist country has likely resumed operations at a plutonium reactor at its Yongbyon nuclear facility. The website 38north.org posted several satellite images on Friday that it said indicated Pyongyang is preparing to restart the reactor after previously recovering spent fuel rods, which can be used to produce weapons-grade plutonium. North Korea is believed to be able to reprocess plutonium used in its nuclear warheads. And many people across the Pacific region are celebrating the arrival of the Lunar New Year, the Year of the Rooster, in China. Thousands gathered at Beijing's temples to light incense and to bow as they prayed for good fortune and health. In Taipei, people prayed for good fortune and prosperity at the historical Longshan Temple. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.